Okay, Isaac was a hurricane, then a tropical storm, and late last night it was downgraded to a tropical depression. But what's left of Isaac is still wreaking havoc on the Gulf Coast and beyond as the storm moves inland. The main problem is flash flooding brought on by days of drenching rains that have strained dams and levees and sent bays, rivers, and creeks swelling over their banks. The lingering effects of Isaac are complicating the cleanup, as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
In Gulfport, Mississippi, the rains let up enough at times yesterday for recovery crews to get busy. The state transportation department had front-end loaders scooping sand off U.S. Highway 90 as a stiff breeze blew in over the Mississippi Sound. Crews could only work on sections because parts of the main beach road remained underwater. And water is everywhere, making driving tricky. Flooded roadways have prevented people who evacuated from returning to their homes after the storm. In Ocean Springs, Fort Bayou receded enough Thursday for Chris Balias and his son Tommy to row in from the Danny and Deanie, his shrimp boat.
We stay with our boats in the storms. Can't leave them.
They've been on the boat since Monday, tied up to big trees on the bank of the bayou, along with other vessels seeking safe harbor from Isaac.
We watch the water come up, and we're watching it go down. It's just another day in the life of a fisherman.
Unlike others on the Mississippi coast, he isn't surprised by the extent of Isaac's damage. Belia says no one can know for sure what a storm may or may not do.
You can have a little bitty tropical storm give you all kind of fits and have a hurricane blow through in a few hours and be gone. Yeah, never know.
Isaac certainly didn't blow through. Pascagoula felt the worst of the storm yesterday, a day and a half after Isaac made landfall. Torrential rains turned streets into flowing rivers and sent floodwaters rising so rapidly some residents didn't have time to get out. At the Jackson County Emergency Operations Center, teams fielded calls for rescues.
Okay, we got people calling who want to go to a shelter.
I can get that taken care of.
So between driving rainstorms and tornado warnings, police and National Guard troops fanned out with boats, pickup trucks, and Humvees. They got more than 500 people to safety. Jackson County spokeswoman Monica Cooper says many of the last-minute evacuees thought they had escaped the storm.
I think that we did not anticipate how long the storm was going to sit over us, and we have received in excess of approximately 30 inches of rain in the last 48 hours.
Billy and Lisa Epps were among the Pascagoula residents who did leave in advance of Isaac and returned home late yesterday to find floodwaters receding from the lower level of their house.
Oh, God. Oh, it's everywhere. I put my plants and stuff down here, and it's flooded it.
Mud covers the floor, and you can see a watermark about a foot up a cabinet.
You see it got up in here pretty high, didn't it?
Outside, water is ankle-deep in the yard. The front doormat floated all the way around back, where Epps checks on everything he tied down before the storm.
Yeah, we got a lot of water back here. Yeah, the trampoline's still there. But look how much water's there still. A lot of water.
He steps gingerly on the lookout for snakes. Some flood victims have found snakes and alligators washed in by the storm. The Epps evacuated north, but didn't exactly end up safe from Isaac. While they sheltered with family, a tree demolished his pickup truck.
Big old oak tree, 100-year-old oak tree, fell, and it's really total. It caved the whole top in and everything.
But that can be replaced, Epps says. The main thing is everyone is all right. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Gulfport, Mississippi.